Roose Bolton had reformed the battered remnants of their other host at the mouth of the causeway. Sir Helman Tallheart and Walder Frey still held the twins. Lord Tywin's army had crossed the Trident and was making for Harrenhal, and there were two kings in the realm. Two kings and no agreement. Many of the Lord's bannermen wanted to march on Harrenhal at once, to meet Lord Tywin and end Lannister power for all time. Young, hot-tempered Mark Piper urged a strike west, at Casterly Rock instead. Still others counselled patience. Riverrun sat athwart the Lannister supply lines, Jason Mallister pointed out. Let them bide their time, denying Lord Tywin fresh levies and provisions while they strengthened their defences and rested their weary troops. Lord Blackwood would have none of it. They should finish the work they began in the Whispering Wood. March to Harrenhal and bring Roose Bolton's army down as well. What Blackwood urged, Bracken opposed, as ever. Lord Jonas Bracken rose to insist they ought to pledge their fealty to King Renly and move south to join their might to his.
Renly is not the king, Rob said. It was the first time her son had spoken. Like his father, he knew how to listen.